This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version. So then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water, just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker, and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Funny to hear this after recently going in and listening to some of this person's non-clean versions of reviews.
You've done
ones that.
That you've spent some time
on ones right. That I bet the people at his school did disapprove of. I can appreciate why he said he.
I mean,
I can appreciate why the person
you brought
said,
this up. You take on
child,
the risk.
School, so a child. That okay? I never did that. No, I don't know anything about it. Just know that we hear it every week. And it's fine.
All right.
Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. I think it's been long enough since we just had a ref tirade.
Oh.
For there to be.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
For it to be okay.
Yeah.
Can you, dare I ask, so we're in the space ref era.
Uh-huh.
Where just, and I think we, most people sort of are okay with it, that instead of the more rigid challenge flag system, there's now another way, another avenue to calls being corrected, and it's pretty fast.
I generally like when it happens because I feel like it is quick, and it's right, it's obvious, and... So I usually don't find myself like mad about the process at all. What I think is confusing is when and when not it can be deployed. When can it be used? I would bet that there is somewhere that is delineated for us. I'm not sure where it is.
Oh, I'd be surprised.
I don't feel like I've ever been told.
I think that's the point.
Like I just don't. Yeah. Right.
The point is that you haven't been told.
So, like, I heard Chris and Steve on the way in on One Bills Live talking about the play from last night and how the mechanism is, like, they would review the play last night to make sure there was a safety, because that's a scoring play. But they are, with apparently, I don't know, Chris said this like he knows it, going in there to look at that and then saying, oh, there was a face mask you missed, is not, that's not within the structure that's supposed to be allowed.
Well, I want to say, having watched the game, that almost has to be true. Because if it weren't,
why would there not have been a flag?
Like, that almost has to be true.
Right.
But don't tell me that penalties can't be changed, called through the space ref. Is there actually, what am I supposed to call it? Replay assistance.
I like space ref.
I like space ref, but it sounds like I'm mocking it, which I am.
Then I think that's on point.
So take intentional grounding. We're gonna. Was he inside the tackle box? You know the ridiculousness of this sport. Mm-hmm. Was he inside the tackle box? You can throw a ball. Intentional grounding, of course, as we know and we've seen for years, does not cover throwing the ball directly into the ground next to a eligible receiver who's not actually looking for the pass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think of what the words mean. Football is way past what the words mean. We don't care about that. So that's fine. But you roll out, you're under pressure, maybe you're 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and your pass doesn't get to the line of scrimmage, so that makes it possible that it's grounding, even if you're outside the, you know. The officials will get together, and everybody flips the little switch. You can see, like, somebody's got it right by on their belt. You know, the line judge, the side judge, whoever that is at the sideline when there's a play that's near a first down, they flip the little switch on, which is the earpiece, and somebody's going to tell them first down or not. And if it is, I'll get back to intentional grounding, they're going to point like this. They're going to sort of the pointer finger right across the chest to move the chains forward. It's a first down. I've already been told.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to measure this. It doesn't go to the referee. There's no challenge. We're just going. Maybe even if it's close, we're just going. First down, because nobody would have time to really look carefully at that if it, you know, by then. It's like almost before the ball carrier gets up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, here we go. We're going. So the space ref has, there's a lot of potential for their input. And where the lines are drawn, I don't know. But intentional grounding will be one of these plays. Can be one of these plays where the officials will stand around each other. The announcer might say that they're talking. They're not.
They're listening.
They're listening to find out whether or not the quarterback was legal or illegal on this play. There's a penalty that can be called by the space ref. So it's not that no penalties can be called by the space ref.
Are we sure that they aren't reviewing it if a flag is thrown? Because I think a piece of this, I'm thinking more of what Chris and Steve were talking about, and I think maybe the space refs allowed to correct a flag that's wrongly thrown. In other words, you watch the quarterback do whatever he's doing there, and the official on the scene thinks, that's intentional grounding, I'm throwing a flag. Space ref can then go, actually, he was within the tackle box, and it's okay, so pick the flag up, so no call.
I don't think it matters.
Correcting a thrown flag versus throwing a flag, ostensibly.
I don't think it matters. I've seen numerous times, whether it's space ref or not, but it can be, I think, and probably is often, there's no flag on the play yet, and you sort of wait 10, 15 seconds, and then, like, okay, here it comes.
All right. Okay, and I think that's right. I think I've seen that too. Sure.
The only thing I can't tell you for sure is that is coming from New York.
Right.
Because that can be the officials actually do get together and talk, like, where was he? What did you see? What did you see? Okay, flag. It's possible that your distinction is the right one. But in my mind, I'm not sure. And moreover, I don't think I care. I don't think I care. Like, I guess what I can't have is, what I don't want
is them just throwing flags constantly from the sky. From the sky, right, which is why I think that my distinction matters. Maybe not on intentional grounding, because I've seen that scenario you just described too, where there's not a flag and they're deciding and they either throw it or don't. And I would, you know, they could be all talking, but why wouldn't you be talking to the guy or the person, whoever can see, you know, doesn't need to remember, I thought he was inside. Just go look at it. You got somebody that can look at it, look at it. So maybe that's a different distinction. But I also agree. Like, I don't think you want, oh, I saw holding on the left tackle. Because then, like, every play, we're just going to be digging through, going, why didn't Skyref throw that flag? Why didn't Skyref throw that flag? So you don't want that. But it does feel like, in a situation like last night, where there's something so obvious, the fact that it leads to points directly, like, it's a scoring play because of the foul, feels to me like that should be an exception if we're correct in sort of guessing around here that this intentional grounding can be deployed in this way. Points are at stake here. So if you're reviewing whether it's an actual scoring play or not, I think arriving at a conclusion of whether or not the scoring play came about legally or not should be within the parameters of that. He grabbed the face mask, therefore he went down, therefore there's a safety. It doesn't count. 15 yards, first down.
If Darnold gets away from that guy and is under pressure further and he's rolling, intentional grounding in the end zone could have been an outcome of that play.
Right.
And then what? Like, they're not going to have the earpiece on? They are going to have the earpiece on. And I think the worst part is not just this confusion over, wait, to anybody that cares enough to think about it, like, what's allowed and what isn't, you know, which rules are subjected to space ref and which are not. There's no clarity on any of that. I don't even think the announcers know. I think the point is you're not supposed to know. So there's that too. But I guess it's the same thing. The complete lack of transparency about it is the worst thing. Because that's something that we've really never had, or usually not had, with this, you know, incredible sport with all its rules and all the calories we've burned over our lives about officiating and what doesn't make sense. This is a moment here. I mean, last year was too. Last year they wouldn't even tell you that it was replay assistance. They would say discussion on the field, which was a lie. I don't know. Did anybody call them on that? Anybody else call them on that?
So, no.
Like, it wasn't discussion on the field. It was somebody, they're waiting to hear what people who are watching the game from a boardroom are telling them the call is. The refs work for them. Whatever you think about this, what they say in New York goes. And, of course, a lot of this stuff is very subjective and difficult. You know, holding, oh my God, pass interference. You and I could watch the same play and just completely disagree on whether a flag should be, because it's all pass interference, it's all holding, but there's a unwritten standard that has to be met for the flag to come out.
Right.
So it's not just like, oh, that was there contact? Yes. Was it past 5 yards? Yes. Is that a penalty? Of course not.
This right? time.
This is all the time. This is 30 right. times a game at least in per team in every game, right? I mean, this is a constant in the sport. So, I mean, I feel like we wouldn't know if the officials have the earpiece on during plays. And I don't know. Shouldn't you know that? Shouldn't we get to know that? I mean, if there is a blatant holding penalty and the referee, for whatever reason, isn't looking at it, I mean, just decide he's called the last two plays holding against the same team, whatever. Because officiating, it's real life. I mean, there are different motives, and you're trying not to be, I've said, you know, many times over the years, like, announcers hate you if you call, quote, too many penalties. They don't care if the calls are good. And I think the league is the same. We don't want games
bogged
like
down,
Bills
right?
Jets.
Sure, right.
Bills Jets was bad because they called everything. Was most of it deserved? Sure. But it's still bad. So I'm the referee, and I've got, you know, I'm not calling this one. I didn't see it the same way. I've got my thing on, and it's like, that's holding. And you know what you do? if you're the referee and that happens,
you throw the flag.
The flag comes out.
Right.
Like, that's it. Somebody could, and I think probably is, officiating the game on an even greater level from outside the stadium. And, you know, fine, right? Get it right. Just, here's one.
Boy, I would love to know if, say, the referee who's standing in the backfield, the one who throws the flag for the holding penalties usually, right? Or is that the umpire? Whoever's where. But I think the head referee usually is the one back there.
I think they're both back there now.
Okay. Yeah, because nobody's in the middle anymore, right?
Right. They moved the umpire to behind the
right. So whoever's going to throw that flag, are they left tackle holding? Someone telling them, or are they just watching? And that, you know, because if that were the case, then last night somebody would have said that. Face mask on the guy who sacked Darnold. You would have. I think anyway. I mean, maybe not. Maybe at the end of the game it's different. Who knows?
You still have to see it in full time, in real time, and I mean. Even that play was, I'm not sure, I'm not 100% at first in real time. You know, it looks, it's a bad one. Mm-hmm. It's a bad miss. But sometimes it can look like a face mask, but it really isn't. You know, the quarterback's head gets turned a little bit, just not because the person is grabbed. It's hard.
Yeah.
Right? But to me, one way or another, if it's going to be like this, where you've got outside influence or calling penalties and ball spots and whatever that kind of goes around the challenge system, and it doesn't really matter whether we're okay with it, but we've got it. If it's going to be like this, then to me, it can't happen what happened last night.
That's right. Because you're going to end up, like, what I'm sort of, you know, waiting to say here is, like, you know, wait until this happens in a Bills game, and it really matters, you know? Like, either a call gets corrected without anyone, you know, throwing a challenge flag, it just, they fix it, and it goes against the Bills, or they don't fix something that would have helped the Bills, and we just don't, like, what, how come you can do it then, but you can't do it then? And I would really, maybe through the course, if nothing else, the best thing that could come out of this thing from last night is that maybe the NFL will feel the need to clearly explain that so that we all know. And maybe this weekend watching games will be the weekend everybody on CBS and Fox take turns telling you, listen, we got notified by the league that here's some things about how the, you know, the replay assist works and what's eligible and that. Because really, I don't want to be too hard on us for not knowing. I just feel like it's, like, I think you're on the right track with they don't want us to know anyway.
Well, that's an interesting thing because what you're saying, maybe that would be nice that now that gets a little bit of attention, but that really probably won't happen until, like, everybody's on it, you know? I mean, have you ever heard a conversation about what the limitations are with the space ref?
No, never once.
Never once. What's okay and what's not? Shouldn't that kind of be just widely known? So why isn't it? Because Sunday, if the same thing happens, they could throw a flag. That's how they want it. They don't want it to be so hard and fast, because when it is, it's just easy to call them on it, you know, because there are going to be mistakes.
Yeah.
And then if we knew that face mask penalty was within the confines of this whole thing, then it would be an outrage. Instead, it's a missed call. You know, it happens.
Right.
There are lots of penalties in games.
It's entirely believable to me that both men that were in the end zone, the officials that were in the end zone, just had the awful luck of having their view obscured at the exact moment. The referee, the official, as you're looking at it from, like, from the back of the end zone, the one official, I think, is shielded by Darnold's body itself. Like, what, he doesn't see the guy's hand exactly on the face mask. And the one who's on the other side, I think there's another pass rusher coming through that might have just at the moment that the guy grabs the face mask and twists his head, somebody obscured his view and he didn't see it. Like that, I can buy that. It moves fast and there's a lot of action there. So it's completely feasible to me. I don't think it's indefensible at all that they didn't see it. It's just, we've got what seems like something in place to fix moments like that that seem so plainly obvious relatively quickly. You know, it's like the game would have been held up for minutes here. They could have just easily said, yeah, that shouldn't be a safety. You got to fix this.
Right.
It would have been easy, I think. But
and I won't accept,
is that outside what is allowed? I don't know.
I don't accept that it's, hey, we can't do that, sorry. Because I just think that Pandora's box has just been destroyed. I mean, there are just too many. What's the difference between that and a ball spot? Like, really, one is a flag and one isn't, if you want to do it that way, but that doesn't really work because the other is still important. It's first down versus not. Like, that's important, just like a penalty is, you know, yards versus not. I mean, there's no good reason why it should be, we can't do it because the rules don't allow for us to do it. That's just a cop-out.
I think the easiest way out of that for them in that situation, it should be, like, if the rule is, and I think it makes sense if it is, that they can't enact penalties, they can correct wrong penalties. Okay, but you're still reviewing it as a scoring play, and if the scoring play is the result of what should have been a penalty, you should be able to change that. Again, I don't want them being able to go, oh, actually, that was pass interference, 50 yards down. No, like, I don't want the Sky Ref doing that. I'm going to live with the mistakes that are made there. I don't think correcting that from the Sky Ref position is a great idea, like throwing flags that aren't there yet. But in a situation where it's a scoring play like that, that's an easy out. Like, especially because it makes sense. Like, who's complaining if they used it that way yesterday? Maybe the Rams, if the Vikings mount a 95-yard drive. Well, they'd be at the 20 after that, but you know what I'm saying?
Sure, I know.
They mount that drive to tie the game, and do the Rams feel like they unjustly were persecuted because Sky Ref said that's not a safety? I mean, we all saw it.
The Rich from the Rams who had the Nicole Roby Coleman pass interference penalty that wasn't called in the NFC Championship. Right. The Rich from the Rams. No, I think I wouldn't want to listen to that, you know?
Right.
Because was it a face mask? Yes. Okay. What else do you want to talk about? What else do we have to talk about here? Nothing. I think the procedures, I could be wrong. I mean, it could be just that it's too arcane or for whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reason it's just not publicly known, but I doubt it, because why, what about football isn't, it's like they wanted you to know it, you'd know it, where the lines are drawn. And so I think that there's enough, I mean, I mentioned spotting the ball and things, there's enough going on with the space ref piece that I just don't accept that what happened last night cannot be included. Because, yeah, sorry, we would have called it, but we can't because yep. I don't accept that. And so what am I going to do, right? Watch horse racing on Sunday instead?
Solid
What
point.
Am I going to do? It's always felt great, this, officials. It's always felt great.
Complaining about it when you know that you're not prepared to really definitively do anything about it.
I got lineups to build, man.
Right.
Speaking of horse racing, I'm hearing from Sam Paniadovich that he and Joe Ostrowski have just bet a horse race, like, right now.
Really?
So I wonder if Sam's a pro, right? He's not going to be like
distracted.
Just drop off the line so we can see if Ennistown wins the sixth at Keeneland.
My God, I trust he'll be prepared for our second.
I hope he calls the race for us. I want to know. I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for Ennistown now. He goes at 3:40. All right. So Sam Paniadovich, BetQL Daily, Tyler Dunn today at 4:00. Sal Capaccio at 5:00, picks at 6:00. We'll mix your calls in as well as we go at 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, it's time for a break. We'll be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
No, he's a pro, and usually when you make it this far in one's career, you're doing something right, and that goes back to the process, as you mentioned, and the willingness to put in more time, and I think that work ethic is a part of the reason why he's been in the league and been as successful as he's been over the years. So, you know, that's going to continue as we move forward here, and anxious to see and excited to see where that leads us this week and on into the future weeks here.
Sean McDermott this morning on WGR. If you missed it, check it out on the Odyssey app. Amari Cooper is whom he is speaking of. I think I needed the of there. 466-1 for Cooper in his debut against the Titans. Joining us now on the Wester Hotline is the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Sam Paniadovich. BetQL Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and be sure to listen to the BetQL Daily podcast for more analysis. Just search BetQL Daily wherever you find your podcasts. I want to ask you, Sam, what you're doing, but I think I know.
Well, you know, did you piece Bulldog off yet or what?
Not yet. Bulldog, do you want in on this horse?
Bulldog, Joe and I are sitting at a bar in Chicago, and we have a horse in race 6 at Keeneland. Do you want in or do you want in?
Sure, I'm in. Sure, what the hell?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we're both in.
Yeah, Mike can get me a Venmo or something. Sure, yeah. I'm down. I'm down.
We're both in for.
Well, Shope says, "Yeah, let me send you a Venmo." I said, "Let's figure that out after we win. We'll figure it out then."
What is the reason for betting on this horse, if there is one?
So we've got a guy in Florida who's very good. He's a breeder and a trainer and also a handicapper, which kind of sounds illegal, but I guess it works. And he's. He's given plays out all the time on social, and it's his favorite bet of the day. So the horse is the 7 horse at Keeneland, race 6. His name is Ennis Town. And when I texted you, Mike, about 20 minutes ago, the horse was 5-1. Now he's 2-1.
Yeah, that's from our audience. I mentioned it before the break. I think that's what happened.
Well, but how many people are betting Keeneland at 3:33 on a Friday? Not many.
Not many, but until today. We're doing this right now, so I'm watching it.
This is quite a place we've landed.
This is kind
we've got a guy in Florida.
Yeah,
where we're at.
You and I have a guy who's got a guy in Florida.
Right.
At this point.
So I think in a week we'll have a guy in Florida. Isn't that how it works, Sam?
This is secretly how I've always wanted to live.
He's very good. Look, he's very good at horses, but, you know, you have to understand. Let me just backtrack this right now. The best in the horse biz only hit about 27%.
Okay, here we go. Here comes the...
I know.
Here comes the...
Back now.
Here comes the small
prince. I'm committed already. I'm not an overthinker.
Yeah, you buried the lead. Amari Cooper. Didn't we talk about Amari Cooper touchdown last week?
Yes, we did. And I bet it, along with a bunch of other stuff, and almost all of it hit except for one thing. So, you know, it was almost a success story.
You know, Sam, this week, it's really the season for a few weeks was how big favorites were losing outright all the time. Like, it took maybe until week 4 for anybody favored by a touchdown or more to actually win that game. But it has gone the other way pretty dramatically, I think. And now we've got a week where I did this a couple days ago, but as of then, there were 8 favorites by 6 or more. So this is an unusual week for what the season has been.
It's really this weekend, what can you stomach as a bettor? And you and I were texting before the hit. I said, what dog can you get to? Because you got 3 that I think have value, all 3 of them. The problem is the average gambler doesn't want to bet on Vegas plus 10, on Carolina plus 10.5. on Tennessee plus 11.5. Those are the 3 teams that nobody wants to bet this weekend. But when you combine that with how well the favorites have done, the number is just too high. Now, it doesn't mean that the dogs are all going to cover. It's just, you know, 3 weeks ago, Detroit's probably 9, 9.5. But what has happened, guys? Well, Detroit killed Dallas and beat Minnesota. So, I mean, if you had an accordion and you stretched it all the way out on both sides, the perception on Detroit is through the roof. The perception on Baltimore is through the roof. Conversely, the perception on Tennessee and Cleveland is the other way. It's all the way on the other side of the accordion. But if you can stomach an ugly dog or 2 this week, I honestly think you're not going to be in a bad spot. And I hate to admit this on your program, I have an uncomfortable amount of money on Cleveland plus 9.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Yeah. I mean, you have to buy the dip on the team. They're going to a new quarterback, a new play caller, and the best thing about Cleveland this week is that Baltimore has no footage on Jameis Winston under Ken Dorsey. There's not a morsel of tape, film, anything on what they're going to do. The problem with that, or the counter to that, is Jameis might throw 4 interceptions.
Right.
So you're living by the sword with anything on Cleveland.
I love Cleveland this week, but it's risky. Like, Michael joke around, we do picks at in the 6 o'clock hour near the end of our Friday show every week during football season, and Mike will point out, like, usually we get to this part of the season, and I often will pull away because I just bet good teams, and I kind of ignore the spread. You know, it's like they're better than them. And that shakes me a little with Baltimore and Cleveland, because obviously Baltimore is the good team in this scenario. But I like the quarterback change, especially because it's not just a change. I mean, it was so bad, and it was clamored for. I have to think that locker room is going to want to try to make a point with Jameis. I mean, he's got to take care of it himself. He's got to take care of the ball, but I kind of love Cleveland this week. Not to win, but that spread is nice.
Well, maybe I bet them to win, too. It is what it is. I mean, they were like 4-1 on the money line. But I think the true number should be Baltimore 7, and the true money line should be Baltimore minus 300. So, look, I'm not one to come in and give you narrative bets. I try and bet numbers. Since we've been together, I think we're doing okay. The 1 week we we struggled. We had Miami against Cal, and that was not great. But generally speaking, if you can buy the dip on teams in the NFL that nobody wants to bet, you're going to be in a good spot. And I think you're right, Bulldog. I think there's this wave of enthusiasm that, holy crap, it's no longer Deshaun Watson. Like, it's no longer this quarterback that can't move, that can't throw. And, you know, I think Dorsey's going to dial it up. And you guys know Dorsey. I mean, Dorsey got canned in Buffalo. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but didn't he get canned for passing too much? That's what, yes. Cleveland needs to pass because they can't pass with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, and they still were, I mean, with Stefanski there. So I don't know exactly what that'll look like. The one big underdog that I like the most is the Raiders, because the Chiefs just don't score. You know, I mean, I know it's the Chiefs, but Raiders beat them last year, and it's a classic sort of buster game where, like, the Chiefs have come out, they win in San Francisco and cover, and just like, here we go again. They're just gonna have a perfect season. I don't know. Like, the Raiders, maybe a little bit of a different vibe with Adams gone too. So 10 points at home, that's the one. I can't get to Tennessee or Carolina, but I mean, Cleveland's, it makes sense. But the Raiders, that's the one I like.
Well, they agree with you right now, because this was 10 on Thursday morning, and I'm seeing 9.5 and 9. So clearly some respect for Vegas at that number. Again, we're not saying we love the Raiders or that I love the Browns. We're just betting decent numbers, and that's what it is. But I talk to these guys in Vegas, as you know, all the time, and they've been crying poor and saying that everybody's killing us with favorites and favorite parlays. And when that happens, when favorites roll a book 2 weeks in a row, what does the book do?
Pushes the numbers up, right?
I'm going to make these numbers higher than they should be, and that's how it goes.
Sam Patijanovic, our guest, live from a bar in Chicago where we're watching horse racing together. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. What do you think about Bill Seahawks? You have a lean here?
That total seems a little low, does it not? And I'm not just saying that because Buffalo scored 34 and Seattle scored 34. I don't think these defenses get many stops. And, you know, the Seahawks are pretty banged up in the secondary. They got a couple corners that are hurt. I don't know if they're both going to be able to give it a go. And, you know, Buffalo's got the ability to run the football down their throat, which opens up everything for that offense. The passing game, the play action, the Josh Allen designed runs. I mean, the total's sitting 46 right now, which was bet down from 47. I don't know. Am I stupid for thinking we're going to get fireworks in this game?
I'm sort of with you, but I've thought that a lot of times going into Bills games this year. And, I mean, they won some pretty crooked games in primetime early weeks 2 and weeks 3, but there wasn't fireworks on both sides. It was just like the Bills just not like knockout punched both Miami and Jacksonville. I thought those games had a chance to be like, you know, 35-30 type games. I'd say the same thing about this one, but like I said, I've been wrong a couple times on that.
It's okay, though. I mean, I don't think you have the wrong idea. You look at Seattle's last four games, 42-29, 29-20, 36-24, and then they go in and beat Atlanta 34-14. It's not their fault Atlanta couldn't score. Atlanta's full of morons that don't know how to give Bijan Robinson the ball. So, I don't know. I think Seattle's just an over team. I like Geno and Josh Allen to push the ball. I haven't bet it yet. I'm too busy betting Browns and Panthers because I'm a sicko.
and Ennistown.
And Ennistown, which I believe does he go off in a minute here?
Yeah, oh, he or absolutely does. Absolutely does.
2-1 now? We bet him down to 2-1. Look what you guys did. The power of your show down to 2-1.
9-5 even. 9-5 even.
He Sam. Better win.
This has to happen. This has to happen.
He was 5-1 when I texted you. He was 5-1, Mike.
I regret mentioning it. I mean, I wish I didn't, obviously. We'll see what happens. The race is underway. You're a big college player here, Sam. What do you like? Oregon worked for you last week on our show. You mentioned that in the Friday night game, was it? How about this weekend?
Yeah, so my favorite bet is Wisconsin. We bet some 6.5. And when I moved to Vegas about 5 years ago, I was taught right away that there's a reason books open a game 6.5 and not 7, or 13.5 and not 14. Well, they opened Penn State minus 6.5, and guys, that thing hasn't budged all week, which tells you two things. A, the books are taking a stance on Wisconsin being solid, and B, sharp people are keeping that from moving to seven. And Penn State has the biggest game of its season next week at home against Ohio State. So this is sort of a spot that's not great. I like Penn State getting the points, and I'm going against the Heisman frontrunner. What could possibly go wrong? UNLV plus 3.5 tonight at home against Boise State. What could go wrong?
I don't think we're winning this race, Sam.
Wait, are you giving us live updates? How are we doing? What's the horse doing?
It's going to be the five.
Third. I'm hearing he's in third. I'm not watching.
Second, I think, but the five won it. So.
Oh, we didn't win?
No. Sorry.
Well, let me know.
You're not watching it, or somehow my stream is ahead of Weir Bar? That doesn't seem like that could be right.
Did we lose? We lost the bet, right?
I think so, yeah.
All right, let me know what I owe you.
Yeah.
I'm getting the throat cut from one of the guys sitting at the bar. He put his hand across his throat. Yeah, he did not win the race.
Maybe there'll be an inquiry. I'm still waiting on that stat projection from fantasy last week that's never coming. And, you know, maybe there'll be an inquiry.
Is this the point where you guys hang up on me?
No, hey.
Giving you a horse loser?
It was fun. It was in the window here. He got second, I think.
I've never felt more alive, Sam.
Five just sort of was, as they would say in the racing form, much the best.
Well, you guys closed. You had good closing line value thanks to your platform.
Yes, we did. That's right. All right, Sam. Well, good luck this weekend and have fun with Joe. I'm sure you will. It sounds like you are.
Yeah, we will. Look, I think Wisconsin's a good bet, guys. I think 6.5 is a really good number on a good team that usually does well in this role at home. So I'm pretty locked in on Wisconsin.
Very good. Thank you, Sam. Enjoy your weekend.
See you guys.
The host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports, BetQL Insider, Sam Paniatovic. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. What just happened? Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Was that legal, what just happened? I don't know. Hopefully. That's not something we get training videos on.
No.
We get the training videos on other things like behavior in the workplace, not on whether you can bet horses live.
With people in bars.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Fun, why not? He did finish second.
I mean, it's close.
You can't complain too much.
No.
That right?
I'm not inclined to complain at all. It's Friday.
Yes. Tyler Dunn coming up in less than 20 minutes. This is WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog Football Friday. Tyler Dunn coming up. We'll talk Bill Seahawks. Also, he's been around the Washington team a little bit. And Tyler is always ready to go on Aaron Rodgers. So there's a couple ideas here for our conversation with Tyler ahead. Sean McDermott earlier today on WGR announced that Terrell Bernard will not play in Seattle. Also out, Curtis Samuel and Dwayne Carter, who is having wrist surgery. And it was said that they don't know yet whether they'll need IR for him, they'll choose IR for him.
But it's multiple weeks. Just, I guess they're not sure yet if it's going to be at least the four that would warrant the trip to IR. And that's tough timing. He's shown up here the last few weeks. Even in the loss in Houston, he was, I thought, pretty prominent. And it feels like he's starting to make really big strides. So hopefully this doesn't derail him too badly and they can get him back sometime moving forward here. Because I think he's been a nice piece to have, especially to spell Oliver. And, of course, when Oliver was out of a couple of games.
Sabres are home tomorrow afternoon for Detroit. Black and red tomorrow. Hockey Halloween tomorrow.
So, oh, that's what tomorrow is?
Yeah.
All right.
So you should wear your costume. If you're going, you should wear your costume.
Yeah, I don't have a costume. I did. I was feeling a little pressure. You're on the fun.
Yeah, I'm the fun team.
Fun team. And I was directly asked. There was a day recently where there were actually like three or more people out there while we were doing the show.
Yep.
And at one point I walked out there and I was sort of, there was just people, I wasn't cornered, it wasn't aggressive, but I felt a pressure to respond. Are you coming to the Halloween party?
They would love to have you.
Are you going to dress up? And I was just like, yeah, not my thing. And then I had an idea, and realized it was a horribly flawed idea. What but I Googled, I was shopping for an idea. I don't think I'm prepared to say yet.
Okay.
Because I'm too embarrassed.
You know what you could do?
About how obviously I was not equipped to pull off the costume appropriately.
I'll tell you, I'll just put it out there on the air. I think this would qualify as a costume. Shave half your beard. One side.
See, if I were
if I were gonna
shave the beard, then I could pull off the costume. The beard was the problem with the costume.
Just half of it. No, that's the costume.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna do that. That's
would that count as a costume?
A horrible idea. But if I
why? Yeah, why would that be so bad?
I've had half the beard. I've had this beard for 15 years. I'm going to shave half of it off for a holiday I never take part in?
Yes, that is the idea, yes.
Now, see, what I'm saying is if I were willing to shave half, I would shave the whole thing, and then I would circle back to this costume that I thought about. And I'm like, oh, I can pull that off. I've got the most important piece of it. I have 40 of the most important piece of it. So I can pull that off. And then I realized, like, the giant beard, no. You can't dress up as Slash for Halloween and have a giant beard. Slash has never had a giant beard. But it was a wig, top hat, leather jacket, Gibson Les Paul. I'm all set.
You're Slash.
I'm Slash. Flannel shirt tied around my waist, maybe. Whatever. I can pull that off. And I'm like, yeah, no, giant beard. No.
Look, of course, if you were to shave half your beard, you would shave the rest of it off promptly. After that, you know, of course, I'm not saying you just go through life with half a beard.
Sorry, I'm still scarred by the one time I had to pay off the picks bet by having like a green,
a tuft
of hair as the only thing remaining on my head. And I had to be in public with that for like a week.
At least.
Yeah.
DK Metcalf, doubtful now for Seahawks Bills from Field Yates. T. Higgins added to the Bengals injury report today with a quad injury. That might be a new one. Tyler Dunn next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.